This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. It is Dukes and Bell on a Thursday. Happy Halloween, everybody. You want to see us dressed up? We did. A couple of years ago, we had fun with that as Crockett and Tubbs. Mike posted today at Mike Bell ATL. Follow me at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes and the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929, where we have a great killer poll going on. See what I did there?
Yes, involving Halloween. Yeah, man, and Chris has got some of the scarier options for you to choose from, and then there's also the category you can just write in your own and explain what it is. And I'm by the way, Chris, I got a bunch of guys responded to me, of whether they're my age or a little bit younger or older, with Salem's Lot from CBS back in 1979, and it scared the living crap out of them when you consider you're able to pull that off on regular TV.
Yeah.
You know, which nowadays, today, it's you'd expect to see. Chris, real quick, what's
it's just more gore, Mike.
What's the movie you just saw, which is freaking people out? They're actually giving warnings for just how gory this thing is.
Oh, yeah, it's called Terrifier. It is the third installment of this gore horror movie franchise. And if you have a queasy stomach, I would recommend bringing a paper bag. This thing is unbelievable.
Yeah, see, that, and that's the stuff, like,
I don't like that
well,
stuff.
It doesn't scare me as much as the spiritual stuff that you're talking about, like the ghost, right. And, you know,
I'm not into the slasher genre, you know, that whole thing, and, well, you know, Saw and all that. But I mean, that's everybody that has their own thing. I just doesn't do it for me.
It depends on the level, the amount,
right,
of it. I'm trying to think back of the damn movie we went and saw years ago that was crazy, and it was made on a budget. Hold on. It'll come to me. 1 second.
Blair Witch Project. Yeah.
That and if you ever, when we went to the movies to see it, right, and the way it was shot, and she's breathing, and you're like, right, what? And it was shot in such a way, like it was like, you know, a single cam.
And the narrative was like, this camera was found.
Yes.
You're like, you're all dead.
Oh, yeah. It was scary as hell. Like, and I don't even remember when that came out, but that was one of those movies, like, it didn't have a lot of gore, but the idea of how, right, they, you know, because you see them in the scene, and then all of a sudden something's pulling them, and they're gone.
Right.
You're like, what just happened right there? Anyways, poll questions up, man. Go vote, and we'll have some fun with this in the 6 o'clock hour. Hey, let's talk about the Falcons, because Mike and I talked to Coach Ra yesterday. I told you guys Monday, I'm challenging Matthew Judon, step up. We need to see more. We need to see more action when it comes to quarterback hits, sacks, etc. I'm not saying he's not playing well, because he is doing a lot of good things well, and Coach alluded to that, you know, even in coverage. But we asked him about Matthew Judon and what the standard is. What does he expect? Here's what he said.
And he's not playing to his standard. He's not playing to the standard that we expect them. He knows that. Like, it's not anything that we hide behind. It's nothing to protect the guy on. But, like, hey, he's doing some really good things outside of the sack area. But we wanted the sack area from him. And he knows that. And there's no secret about that.
He knows that. There's no secret. So they're telling him exactly the same thing that we're talking about. And yet, we haven't quite yet seen the results. Mike, maybe that happens this weekend. I just want to see an uptick. Again, I'm not expecting him to have 5 sacks and, like, rip off his shirt.
The sack area.
Okay, I just want to see an uptick.
No, it'd be great. You know, if he actually, the way this game goes down, he picks up Dak Prescott, breaks him over his knee like Bane.
It'd be great.
And then he points to the stands and goes, "That's right, Dukes, and you're next."
That would be great.
He's got Dak in his hands. Ah!
Yeah. I'm
coming for you, Dukes.
I just feel like, you know, give me an uptick. Can you, right, give me an uptick, Judon?
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Here is you're next. Here's Coach talking about the Arnold Ebukadie. Because you keep talking about Arnold Ebukadie.
I mean, the dude did have 6 sacks, and he was drafted second overall. It's time to do more stuff.
All right, Ra, is he doing more stuff?
He's actually rushing the best. He just hadn't had the actual results that you want to have. You know, him and Caden Ellis probably got the best production from a hurry standpoint. You know, for whatever reason, our whole team has just not been able to hit the quarterback. But AK is one of the guys that's rushing the right way, doing a lot of things, getting encouraged to play some inside moves, getting encouraged to take the edge, use the speed, do some of those things.
Now, again, a lot of our fans go, well, what are the specific reasons? You know, when I heard Steak today at the steakhouse, I was laughing. He was like, he goes, so what is he good at? Ballroom dancing? Is he good at, he makes a good spread? I mean, like, what do we, so we need to get the quarterback on the ground. Looks like if we don't.
Is he talking about Arnold?
Yeah, it's going to be a high scoring game. Well, he did have, it was 2 weeks ago we talked about, I think he had, it was the Carolina game where he would have had a sack, but they called it, they took a penalty for holding and pushed it back, negated the sack.
Steaky, he just told you. He has been one of the best rushers. Here's the problem, and this is where we all can agree. There's no tangible results.
No. What I mean, sacks. We're looking for sacks. I mean, like tackles for loss. That's another. That's another category. I'll accept.
But
right?
But you haven't even seen that. When we see it on Sundays, it does. And this is the thing. This doesn't mean that these guys aren't playing well. Coach is just telling you guys. Look, we're breaking down this film. We're watching it every week. He's where he needs to be. He's doing the things he needs to do. We're just not seeing what you want to see, which is sacks. But he's getting a good rush. Okay. But the problem is, as fans, Mike, we need to see the results. It's like Kirk Cousins throwing a touchdown. Right. You see the touchdown happen. Hey, Cousins had 50 completions with no touchdowns. I mean, doesn't feel the same.
Well, for years and months, we're like, Pitts has got to be a focal point of this offense. And, you know, you said he'll be the big key of this offense. And now he's a big part of it in the red zone. Two touchdowns. And every game now, Pitts is in a rhythm. He's making
this
a big catch.
This thing's opening up, Mike.
He's moving the chains. His drives are being sustained because of Pitts' plays like they were the year that Matt Ryan was still here 2001. So that's where we're at. Now, I know there's a bunch of A-listers that you're not going to get. Max Crosby's not getting traded from the Raiders. Myles Garrett's not getting traded from the Browns. But Za'Darius Smith is still linked to a number of teams to be traded. Za'Darius Smith is an older player like Judon, so this would be a rental-type situation. But here's the deal. According to Jim Costa, covers the NFL, Browns are asking for a, quote, really good day three pick.
Okay.
Translation would be a fourth rounder. So if you're looking for what do we have, you say, Mike, what do the Falcons got?
What do we got?
We got a one, a two. We don't have a three because we traded that to New England for Judon. We don't have a six. We traded Rams Van Jefferson. That was that comes home to roost. So we don't have a six. We do have a round five. We did lose one of our round five picks because of the tampering nonsense with the NFL. And we have a seven from the Rams in exchange for Heineke. But point of getting, we do have a four. If you're willing to trade a round four pick, to get a guy in Za'Darius Smith who can perhaps pump some life, or maybe they've done their scouting. Fontenot and his guys have looked and said, yeah, it's just he's not going to help us.
Mike, he's got five sacks.
He'll help us.
That's more than almost our entire team has.
Yes.
I'll take Za'Darius Smith today.
Plus, it's a cool name.
It is. 404-726-0929. If you told me we could add this to us, and again, this is what you say is a rotational guy. He's not going to be out there every down, but that's fine. I don't care. He's got five sacks this year on what I think has been a bad Cleveland Browns team, basically because of the quarterback position, and now all of a sudden Jameis Winston's taking over, and that might revitalize them. But if he is available and that's the cost, Mike, that's reasonable. I'm not giving up a whole bunch as we continue to build this thing and move forward. Because I want to be good for a long time. I don't want to be good for 1 year. I want to be good for a while.
You could potentially get out of this deal after this year. There's an option for 25. He'd be 33 years of age. It doesn't break the bank, what he's earning.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Let's see. Let me get the whole numbers. You got to slide over this bar scale. Total hit for him would be $14.2 million. So that's not chicken feed for the following year.
No, it's not.
No, this year everything is prorated. It's actually dropped. Yeah, it is. I got it right. This year it's a 19.4, but it's prorated from what he's already played for with the games with Browns. Right.
Yeah, half the season.
But, I mean, give up a fourth rounder for a guy with five sacks that's better than anything we got? Yes, yes. When we've got everything, you just said it. I've said all offseason that our business model is going to be 2016, but the 2016 team was a hell of a lot better getting the quarterback on the ground than this team is.
They were.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.